Hey there.
Hi.
Welcome to episode 41 of Come Get Your Podcast. I'm your host, Adam.
I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm Chris.
How we doing?
I'm good. I'm rested.
You say you've been on vacation for what seems like forever.
I mean, I'm not going to complain, but yeah, it's been since like the 21st of December.
How has that been?
Pretty damn good.
Right?
Are you ready to go back to work?
Your silence speaks volumes.
The reason I ask is because sometimes when you have a, you know, you're on vacation that long, by the end of it, you're getting ready and like, all right, let's start this up again.
I mean, kind of. It really depends, I guess, on what you're doing for that day.
It's true.
So I've had my time pretty preoccupied for the most part, so.
Well, you still got some time left, too, before you have to go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a few days.
Yeah, I personally had 5 days off, and then I worked from home the last 2 days. That was enough for me to enjoy the next 5 days off I've got, so.
I'm also on 5 days off.
Oh, it's so nice.
You'll do anything till Thursday.
As if you deserve it, man. I got you work.
We all deserve it. Let's be real. We all deserve it.
Yeah, in a way, yes. But man, you work more than anyone I know. I swear to God.
It is a lot. Dustin knows. He used to do it.
And it's not like I don't work long hours at my new job, but it's just a different. It's a different kind of animal.
Yeah.
But I know the grind that you've been in all too well.
It's all good, baby. I made it.
Hey, man.
Didn't do nothing for 5 days but play video games and jag it.
And rightly
no,
so.
No, I'm kidding. I have real stuff to do, too.
Like jag it.
No, I'm going finishing up Christmas shopping after this recording.
Oh, really? You got another Christmas to go to?
No. Part of the one of the presents I bought my mom is a travel poster. You know how like in the 50s and 60s there was like the, you know, Miami and it had like the crazy Art Deco style.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Stuff on it. She has a bunch of posters that she has framed that are of that era for different places. And so I found one for Stockholm because we are Swedish and her mother loved going to the Stockholm Inn in town here. So I bought her one of those, but I didn't know what frame to get her because I wanted it to match. But, you know, the ones you can just get off Amazon aren't necessarily the right one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just told her that I'd take her out shopping. And she can pick out a frame, and I just get it for her.
Aw, that's nice.
That way, she gets what she wants, and I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and you get to spend time with your mom.
Exactly.
It's a win-win-win.
See? I'm tapping my head. You can't see it, but...
I can visualize it, though.
I can feel it.
Coming in the air tonight?
Hold on.
So I'm assuming you've just been playing all kinds of games nonstop lately on your mini vacation.
Yeah, so I beat, so I got a Switch, talked about that last episode, and with that came Super Mario Odyssey, and I had since beat that. I don't know when, if, I should say, as well, if I'm going to go back and get all the stars, or the moons, I should say. But the last area is pretty cool, I would say. Gives you those Mario 64 feels.
You can... That's not a hard game to beat, thankfully. But yeah, like the nice part is there's a lot still to do if you wish, which is why I really like it.
But I will tell you, like, it's a great game, but I remember why, like, even, like, Super Mario 64 and games frustrate me is because Mario is so damn slippery in his controls, I feel. That I don't walk properly, or I overshoot things because he has that little like slide he does when he walks.
Mm-hmm.
And it that since... killed. What's that?
Oh, I was gonna say, since I think it's since one of the newer Game Boy games. I don't know. Like if you, I've gotten really deep into like Super Mario World. They're called Kaizo Hacks, and it's basically just people mod Super Mario World and make it insanely difficult. It's super fascinating. You should definitely look it up if you have time. But
I've seen one like, for the original Super Mario, I think, where they make like the underground levels like ridiculous.
Yeah. And I'm not, talking about like the Mario Maker that came out a few years ago for the Wii U. This is like a ROM hack of Super Mario World. And like, it's pretty much, agreed upon throughout that entire community that Super Mario World was the last Mario game that had like real tight controls.
I would agree with that because that's probably killed me more often than like a normal death or me like messing up is me like him just sliding in the wrong way, or I'm trying to go forward and he like veers to the right a little bit just because my joystick might be tilting that way a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I turned off like the motion controls because of it. Like I'm like, no, that's throwing me off.
Yeah, I did not play that with motion controls on.
Same with Zelda. Like I turned off motion controls, like help motion with and help your aim. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna miss my shot if I do that. So
I think it's if you get used to it, it's good. But at least for Breath of the Wild, I don't know about Mario.
Yeah, so it's great though. I mean, it was a lot of fun. You're definitely right about it being Super Mario 2.0 or 64 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun. Like once I got into it, I couldn't stop playing it. So I'm not disappointed by that by any means. But I also decided to give Breath of the Wild another shot because I did play it on the Wii U. And I think I've told you guys, like, you know, it's just not a Zelda game to me.
There's too many options, you said? There's
too many, many options. It's like Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to retract that statement and say that this is a very great game. And really? I think, I don't know if it's because of the hardware, because going to a Switch.
Now, what changed?
And I've been using the Pro Controller instead of, like, the using on the pad, like the Joy-Cons or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
And I think that might be it. Because okay. The Wii U, like I played it on the Wii U, you know, the controller. And I was like, nah, this is just weird. And like the motion controls, like they force you to use the motion controls on a lot of things, and the Wii U's controller just sucked with that. Because there's those temples that you have to like do the motion controls on, if you know what I'm talking about. And mm-hmm. Wii U was awful at it. Terrible. But not the Switch. Surprising.
Okay.
Switch has been fine, so I'm very much enjoying that right now.
Yeah, when I played it most of, or you know, when I played part of it on Switch, is I had to put the Joy-Cons on the little connecting controller thingy that comes with it, and I turned motion controls off, so I had fine. But I would like to play it with the actual Pro Controller because I feel like that would be even better.
For my
giant hands.
Yeah, my hands don't work well with the Joy-Cons on the Switch. I found out.
Yeah.
It's too awkward for me to like hold. So I know there's probably like some skins or
things I could put on there. I find it a lot better with the little, I call them controller condoms. I mean,
yeah,
the when you turn the little Joy-Con sideways and then you throw the other little extender bumper mm-hmm. thingy on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I haven't tried that.
Even like if you're using both of them simultaneously, it helps a lot just to feel better in your hands. But
well, know that on Odyssey, I only use the Joy-Cons. I felt that they were better than the Pro Controller. But on Zelda, I feel that the Pro Controller is better than the Joy-Cons.
Okay. I also haven't played Odyssey with the Pro Controller. I only played that with Joy-Cons because you can just lay down and relax.
The motion controls like were great, were intuitive for the most mm-hmm. part on the Mario game with the throwing the hat and everything like that. Yeah. So I kept those on, except for like on certain parts of the game where like I needed precision and I'm like, okay, this is going off. I'm not trying to throw my hat stop throwing my hat.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you're enjoying it finally.
Yeah, it's great, and just doing all these random things. And I don't like when I first played Zelda on the Wii U. Like, I just remember it being hard. Like, man, I can't find weapons. Like, these keep breaking. This is pissing me off. I'm just like overabundant with weapons now. I don't know if they updated it or something, but
I never had problem finding weapons.
Man, no, everywhere. I'm overloaded.
Well, stuff you can look forward to, Dustin.
Yeah, I'm
being overloaded.
I mean,
after Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, it's which I promise to give more than 5 minutes of my attention to.
Yeah. Okay. No. You know? Let's. Here we go.
No. Hold on. You've beaten God of War.
Oh yeah. No, I've put in during my I haven't had as long of a winter break as Chris, but getting 5 days off and finally finding a day in which I didn't have to go to some sort of Christmas get together, I beat God of War finally.
So, it was discussed before we recorded, or the question was posed, what should he play next? Should he play Ocarina of Time or Breath of the Wild? Now, Chris and I both say he should play Ocarina of Time, mm-hmm. simply because there's less to do, and it's more linear.
Sure.
And honestly, the story is really, really good. And the story is really, really good in Breath of the Wild, too. But like I said, Chris brought it up. There's an article from a week ago where a Twitch streamer had been playing the game for 95 hours and then finally ran into a tutorial that she didn't realize existed. So you can go on tangents for a long time in that game and not realize stuff. Whereas Ocarina of Time is a little, like I said, is a little more hand-holdy and tells you exactly
go what here, needs to go be done. Go here, go here. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I promised to give it more than, because I think I had referenced this before. I like turned it on, played maybe 5 minutes of it. It felt like a little kid game. I turned it off, and I haven't gone back to it.
And that's the part where I give him grief. I'm like, 5 minutes?
Sure. Sure. I'm like, man, this is just ridiculous. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. But, you know, now that I've got more time, there's really nothing pressing anymore. I do own The Witcher 3, which I would like to actually install and play and beat. I'd like to go back and beat Metal Gear 5. So there's a few things I currently own that I would like to play and beat, but nothing that's like, I need to do this right now. You know, kind of like I was.
Well, I think that's
getting to God of War.
I think that's a good thing about like Ocarina of Time and even Breath of the Wild for that matter, mm-hmm. is that you know you have my 3DS, so you can play Ocarina of Time in bed.
Yep,
you know?
It's more portable. Yeah, because it's not something like where I'm only going to play Ocarina of Time until I beat it. Like, I promise to give it more time, but it'll be mixed in with you know playing on an actual console as well. I guess
I think you're going to reach a certain point of Ocarina of Time and it might become a game you want to beat. Like,
oh yeah.
Like it'll just transition to, I'm just going to sit here and play this.
Yeah. I think it'll grab you at a certain point.
I think I could probably say when it will, but I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah. Don't.
Well, there's a couple moments. Sure. I don't know. But yeah, you're like half an hour away from the game actually like really starting.
Getting into the real game. Like it's not a tutorial.
Right.
Sure. Okay.
So, you have good times ahead, regardless. And congratulations on beating God of War, because that was, a challenge posed to you last time, so.
Yeah, that was, I've been challenged to beat that a couple times. I just needed to, because I think I've said this before, it's like, it's not that God of War is a great game. It's just, at the time when I tried to play it, there was so much other stuff going on. Like, I needed time to just sit down and play. Because it's different that way, you know, we could just sit down and play, you know, a couple games of Blackout, a couple matches, and it takes an hour, hour and a half, and then you can be done and walk away and do something else. Like, God of War, I couldn't just sit down and play for an hour and a half and then walk away. Like, it's a commitment. You know what I mean?
It is.
Mm-hmm. So I just needed the opportunity and I needed the, you know, just that drive to be like, all right, this is all I'm going to do today. And thankfully, with some time off, I found that time and really got into it. So, and now I want to go back through New Game Plus and play it again with all my shit.
And there's so much more to do in God of War 2. God of War didn't have, like, DLCs or anything, but they had a lot of side stuff.
There is and to be honest, I didn't do any of the side stuff because I was in that drive to just finish the story, finish the campaign, get done with the game. So I do want to kind of go do some of that side stuff. Like, there's things I discovered as I was playing through that I was like, all right, I got to come back here later. I can't remember where those things are anymore, but I'm sure I can find them. But I'm
sure there's a objective.
Yeah, there's a lot. There is a whole lot to that game that I did not realize was there before. But just like any other God of War game, it's got its epic moments. It's fucking good. It's real good.
Yep.
Well, good.
Yeah, that's something you gotta get to.
You're not gonna get any argument from me, man.
Right.
I promise, Clark, the next time we get together, I will bring God of War for you. Because
no worries.
You need to play it. Like, truthfully, like, it's such a great game that you're just, I don't want you to miss out. And
but again,
I have it, and I'm not playing it. Like, yeah. I could just let you borrow it. I'm not playing it, so.
But, like, what I was saying, like, at least for you, Adam, like, I know you eventually play it, but, like, I know you probably feel the same way I do. Like, you're going to need time to actually sit down and play it.
Yeah, which, like, won't be super hard to find.
No, but not coming up now that we've gotten through some of these other ones, but
just a matter of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or getting a copy in my hands, really.
Yeah. I'd give you my copy, but it's digital, so.
You know. Yeah, luckily mine was a gift from my brother, so it wasn't digital. Or no, it would have been digital, probably. Otherwise, but
there's no way it'd be possible to share digitally, but I really wish there was a way.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why there's somehow why you can't, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if there's a slight way, and people are like, yeah, there's a way you can kind of work the system. I'm like, no, because I have so many games digital that I am not willing to risk.
Yeah, locking the rest of my shit out.
I guess. I mean, Steam has family share. That's as close as you can get, but there's a lot of contingencies along with that.
Mm, yep.
Before you can play somebody else's game on your share list.
Yeah, but I'm personally looking forward to actually trying out some, you know, Super Smash Brothers. Actually playing the Switch at all, really, because I've barely touched it since we got it back in for July. Our wedding. Yeah,
June.
Yeah, back at our wedding, we got it as a gift, and I've played a little bit of what was it? Just Mario Party, and I barely touched the thing at all. So
Smash is good.
Yeah, it's about time I branch out, do a little more of that. You know.
Where my time sink has been the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Mine too. I mean, we played Destiny a few times here and there, but really it's been Smash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That adventure mode is a lot of fun.
Or not Smash, but Switch. I meant Switch.
I'm specifically talking about Smash. I don't, like, there's been a couple days since I had, well, obviously since last weekend was I had off, but I also had Christmas Day off. But I literally just spent an entire day just playing Smash, just going through the classic mode, because you can do that with two people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time.
And is that like the co-op, like you're just working through
classic mode the stages? Classic mode is essentially what N64, and I'm assuming the other ones, I don't know, I'm just, the one right. I know is the N64. And in the N64 version, you went through a ladder, you know,
mm-hmm.
of this fighter first, then this fighter. And yeah. So that's what classic mode is. But you can do a co-op, and instead of fighting, you know, one person, it's
just two
versions. So,
okay.
Yeah, so you each have a person to fight, quote unquote. Okay. And every single character's ladder is unique to them, which is cool. So
I'm glad that we both found that Donkey Kong picture fucked up.
Right? I didn't know. Yeah, when you originally sent that, I didn't know that was a picture, that, quote unquote, that you unlock. I thought it was just a random moment that you happened to screen grab and you sent to us because, haha, look at this.
Nope, no, that's a lockable picture.
Right. Lockable picture of two Donkey Kongs undressing with their eyes. Who is that? Rosalina? No.
Who's the mayor of Daisy? The Odyssey? They're like the like Paulina or whatever.
Oh yeah, no, it's Paulina. Yeah, that was.
Wait, this. Wait, what? What is this picture?
Clark put it in our chat, I think, or in the game.
You put it in our chat, and then I posted it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Those two Donkey Kongs, like. With Paul, there's like a woman tied up in the middle and she's screaming, and there's like two Donkey Kongs, like really just banging her with their eyes.
Yeah, it's it looks weird. Like you could put a Brazzers logo on the bottom right corner and it'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I tweeted at Nintendo of America and Pornhub, being like, guys,
biggest collaboration of the year.
Yeah, we didn't know that was happening in 2019, but spoiler alert, Nintendo America's checking up with Pornhub.
but Switch has been consuming. It definitely has, and for good reasons, you know.
Yeah,
and,
man, it's good stuff.
And it's not just the Switch. And I told you guys before we started recording, but I was introduced to Rhett and Link, really, for the most part. And man, I'm locked. Those dudes are great.
It's a good time.
Yeah, shout out to Good Mythical Morning, one of the channels on YouTube. But
I'm starting from the beginning, like now, like season one, and I'm just, they're like,
yeah, there's
episodes. So yeah, great. And
they're so young in those early episodes. The set, like, it's just them at a little table.
Come a long way.
Yeah. Now they've got interns. Like, it's a legit. They tour.
Maybe someday.
You know.
I mean, we're at that age where they started, I think. Just about.
Actually, I think that's true. Right around there.
I think you're right. No.
We got to start a YouTube channel, you know? Like video format.
Man, it's not a bad idea.
We just have to do it. That's our problem. We just got to do it.
Yeah.
We have such great ideas on things.
We have no issue doing it. We just have to get to the point where we're actually doing it.
Once we're doing it, we're good. Year
of doing.
Yeah, if that actually makes sense.
Well, we'll see. But yeah, it's end of the year. We've had a year.
Oh, it's been such a good year, too.
Yeah, a long good year.
And short at the same time. I don't know. That happens every single year. It's like, man, this year's gone by so fast. And then, oh, remember when that happened this year? Holy shit, that did happen. What was it you were saying, Dustin, the Olympic thing?
Yeah, this year's been so long that we had an Olympics and nobody remembers. And that's true. About it. Yeah, I did, too. Yeah,
it is. 100% true.
Dude, it's like this year's gone by so quickly that I feel like I got married last month and that was back in June. So
it was back in June.
Yeah. It's been such a long year and it's gone by way too fast. It's done both to us. And it was filled with so many great games that it was just
I think awesome. That's what it is. The first half of the year didn't have that many games.
Right.
You know? Like God of War came out in April, and I know that took up like a couple weeks of my time, but other than that, I don't think like any really good games came out until
Far Cry 5 came out in March, and I know we played a bit of that earlier in the year.
This is true.
But that, I mean,
full of games we also missed from the beginning part. I mean, they weren't AAA games, so that's probably why we missed
them.
There's a bunch of indie games that came
out. Yeah, we were just talking about Celeste, and that's been on the list since
January. That game came out end of January.
Yep, yeah. January 25th.
That's insane.
I think indie games, for me at least, I miss a lot. You know, like I'll hear about them, I'm like, yeah, maybe. But like indie games are so hit or miss for me. You know,
it's true.
They could be like top. They could be top rated. I'm just like,
Celeste, Dead Cells, Florence, Octopath Traveler is another one that comes to my mind. Like,
I feel like we filled up a good chunk of the early part of this year with like PUBG.
It's true.
And we played quite a bit of Sea of Thieves, I think. That was this year, wasn't it?
It was.
Like, yeah. Early. We hit that hard and heavy for a bit early, and then just kind of stopped.
Well,
and I heard it's great again, honestly.
We kind of hit the limits of everything that they had. Yeah. Now there's a bunch more stuff.
Yeah, and then we moved on to other games, and we're oversaturated with things to do. I would like to go back to Sea of Thieves.
I think especially there's another pirate game that was supposed to come out last week called Atlas.
Oh, and it did?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, quote-unquote came out. I don't know if it's running now, but when people first booted it up, after it was supposed to be released, people were sitting on the main menu for 3-4 hours and nothing had happened.
It also apparently did not look like what was advertised once you got in.
So...
Well, we saw Atlas at the Game of the Year Awards, like a trailer or something came out for it, mm-hmm. a premiere, and it just looked great. But yeah, like what you said, it's like, this isn't.
Yeah.
I think that's also pushing a lot more people over to Sea of Thieves. Mm-hmm. I know a streamer / YouTuber I've been following for years now never did Sea of Thieves and like was really hyped for Atlas. And then someone was like, you should go try Sea of Thieves if you want like a pirate game. Because this game is garbage right now, and he's really enjoying it. So
yeah, I was just gonna say that
shout out to normal difficulty.
A lot of streamers have like moved over to Sea of Thieves as of late. Like I keep seeing like recommended, even YouTube videos of like, hey, watch this, and it's like it's a lot of Sea of Thieves like content. And I was like, oh, this is okay. So this is becoming a thing now. That people kind of didn't touch earlier in the year.
Well, apparently they added they've always had the Kraken, but the Kraken is pretty rare.
Yeah.
But then they had like the big shark, the Meg. Yeah,
Megalodon.
Yeah. Yeah. And now they have like NPC pirate ships that you can attack, and there's underwater. There's
ghost pirate ships, there's volcanoes that can explode on you.
There's a lot. Yeah. And apparently the Krakens attack more often now.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'll get down on some of that again.
Hey, me too. You don't have to scare me off with a good time.
So,
yeah, it's been quite a year. It's been a good year and a rough year all at the same time for games, our lives, everything. And last time, our dear follower Jeff allegedly Jeff asked us what the official Come Get Your Podcast game of the year. What was it? And so. We said we'd answer it this episode, and in all fairness, we will, but we're going to after this ad break from our sponsor, who, as always, is Slumberyard Handcrafted. And Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. You can visit their website to see their portfolio at slumberyardhandcrafted.com, and there you can see a calendar of upcoming events. And if you have something in mind, you can schedule yourself a free design session. And that's at slumberyardhandcrafted.com. You can also check them out on Instagram at slumberyardhandcrafted. And from everything I can tell, Instagram has reverted back to its original viewing capacity, so it shouldn't be difficult to navigate to their Instagram page.
Hey man, it was a glitch.
Totally was. They totally didn't mean to do that and totally didn't mean to give instructions on how to use the new updated viewing. But yeah, we appreciate Slumberyard for sponsoring us. They are dear friends of ours, and we like to support them as much as they support us. So thank you, Slumberyard.
Thanks, we love you.
Top notch people over there.
But now, I guess, is a decent time to actually get in a little bit to our games or game of the year. Because it's going to be hard to choose just one.
Yeah. Because all three of us haven't played all of the same games. Or at least beaten all of the same games. So
we all have our own individual game or games of the year. But we're doing a top three list. And then collectively we will pick the CG, the officially stamped CGY podcast game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And which it's going to be a majority rules affair if it comes to that. We'll see what happens. But I volunteered as tribute to go first. So not in any super order. I don't know how much of it you'll agree with me, but you don't have to because it's my list, so fuck off. but I was having trouble finding a third game. I got two of them real easy, but picking a third game was tough for me, and I'm kind of cheating.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're starting off already with that.
I don't agree with this.
I'm intrigued.
Well, you'll have to bring it to the tribunal and see what they say. And if you out there listening also don't agree with it, at me, I guess. Number three is going to be a tie between Mario Party and Smash Brothers.
Okay.
Now, collectively as a whole, they fit a theme because A, Mario, but
yeah.
They're also both multiplayer party games, in my opinion.
Sure.
Especially one of them having party in its title.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's called Smash a Party Game, but it could be.
Yeah. It very well could be. With the tournament mode and all that.
Well, on Christmas Eve, we hosted Misty's family over at my house. And we played five-person Smash for, like, 4 hours. Like, so it was a party, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
The reason I'm putting them together is, A, Smash hasn't been out that long, so it's a little unfair to rank it up so high with a lot of other good games. But Mario Party also doesn't have a ton of content, or at least I wish there was much more content. So I'm bundling them together because I play them with my wife or her family or whatever. And when we went down to Texas, we played a lot of Mario Party and stuff like that. So in terms of bringing people together, stuff like that, I'm going to say those two. Now, number two is going to be Overcooked 2. Just because I loved the first game, and then the second game came out and expanded a lot more of what the first one did and made it better, in my opinion. And it's another game that I just enjoy playing with people, or Misty and I can play together and frantically yell at each other.
Heard that before.
Yeah. but it's just a good time. And, I mean, when you take something that you've done before and make it better, that's, you know, that's worthy of applause.
Yeah, very much so.
So, and that's the other nice, to go back to Smash real quick. What's nice about Smash is Missy and I can play together for literally like 16, 17 hours, which is what we did last weekend. And we don't get frustrated with each other like we might in, say, Overcooked.
Sure.
But Overcooked gets a higher ranking because it's been out longer. And then my number one game of the year is going to be the Spider-Mans, which I'm sure is going to be on pretty much all of our lists, but we'll see what happens.
How come?
Well, in terms of just story, gameplay, visual, like it's checking off all of those boxes in my mind of what makes a game a great game. Mm-hmm. And I found the storytelling unique compared to the other mediums that we've seen Spider-Man in recently. And compelling, like, and it you know, kind of punched you in the gut a little bit. And I platinumed the game, so that should tell you something.
Yeah.
Not that it's terribly difficult to do that, but I felt compelled, like, I want to 100% this game.
And there's a lot to do.
Yeah. And I had a blast the entire time doing it, even during the more monotonous kind of, like, side quest stuff. I mean, not really side quests, doing the crimes and everything like that. They got repetitive or whatever.
Sure.
But I still had fun doing them and, like, just mixing and matching your powers of your suit and your abilities and stuff like that. There was a lot of unique ways you could approach a situation, even if it's the same situation you've done before. So, And there's also now, like, what, even harder mode than hard mode. There's a new game plus mode. There's all the DLCs now finally out, so it's a complete experience. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it was just so good.
Yeah.
And from top to bottom. So that's why it's my game of the year.
Okay. I will go number three, Red Dead 2. Okay. Great game. Great story. It's an incredibly long game with so many things to do on the side. And even if you skip a lot of those side things, it still takes a long time to get through the story because there's just so much to it. I know people complain, do you really want to do everything in there? Do you really want Rockstar to spend time making the horse shit? And like, yeah, no, I want, yeah, I do want that. There's so much to this game. Yeah, I want all of that. I want so many options, I don't know what to do.
It's a good game for that.
Yeah, and it's so, I mean, online still, I think it's still in beta, and it's still that typical Rockstar Online experience. I jumped on the other day just to see what was going on and immediately was targeted for assassination by another player. So that tells you how that goes. So I got killed within 5 minutes and logged off and haven't been back on. But the actual story, the game, going through the story, the ups and downs, it's worth everybody's time to play that game. Number two, I will say, is Spider-Man. Basically everything you just said. I didn't platinum it, but the replayability, the voice acting, the story, swinging around through New York City, just everything you can do in that game is just so fucking fun to do. It's such a good game that I feel it's been overshadowed by Red Dead 2 as of late because it's kind of that new hotness type thing. Yeah. And not to say that Red Dead 2 isn't great, I just don't, and as good as the Red Dead 2 story is, I think Spider-Man's story is better. Mm. It just is, in my opinion, just with the way it gets you. So I won't harsh too much on that since you already did a very good job explaining why Spider-Man's such a great game. And I mean, for me, number one, just barely eking out over Spider-Man, is God of War.
All right.
I'm glad that everybody pushed me to play and beat the game, given what I just experienced over the last week playing that game, knowing everything that you can do outside of the story, all the side stuff that I skipped that I can go back to and do now. It's got the new game plus, just like Spider-Man, that you can just go back through and play again. But that fucking story is the best story of any game I've played all year, and probably for a long time. It's the best story I've played in a game since The Last of Us.
Damn.
Okay. It's good. It's a fucking great story.
How far into it were you before you like really sat down this past week and like got into it?
I was maybe like an hour and a half.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how, because it's still, it's very similar to what happened to me in The Last of Us, like where I played it up to a point and I was like, all right, yeah, this is fun. And then I moved on to other stuff. It was like right after the point that I stopped is when the shit really started to get like moving.
Get in there.
Gotcha. Yeah. And man, just constant, like, it's got those, if you've played any other God of War games, it's got those just epic moments, just, and like the brutally epic moments, like boss fights that are just so fucking, like, they're difficult, but they're so awesome. Like, it's, they give you that feel of like, I never felt really challenged playing Spider-Man. Like, it was really fun, but like, even the final boss fight, I didn't find challenging. It was quite easy to me. Like, there is shit in God of War that I, like, now, after beating the game, I feel like I still need to level up farther before I can even do. Like, it's that difficult. It's like at that challenge. But it's a great fucking story.
Now, I know some people might have also been wondering, before we get to Chris, some people might have been wondering, because I've been touting Red Dead 2 for the longest time before it came out and everything like that. It probably would be on my list, but I'm not even halfway through that game, so it's unfair for me to...
Yeah. No, and that's...
Put that there.
And that's a respectful thing, because it... And I'm not knocking on Red Dead 2 at all. It's just somehow, to me... As great as that story is, it's third on my list of the, like, story campaigns of the games I've played this year.
It's going to be an unpopular opinion, but...
It is.
I feel that Red Dead 2 is vastly overrated to what it is.
Really?
Yes. I think it's good, don't get me wrong, but all the awards it's won and everything, compared to the other games that were in its category, man, I don't know.
Yeah, what was it with Game of the Game Awards? It got the best narrative?
Yeah, and I was like, there's no way.
No. And even before playing God of War, I thought it should have gone to Spider-Man. Like, it's just great. I don't know. But yeah, now I would have given it to God of War, personally. since I've experienced what that is, yeah, I would go God of War.
I look forward to playing it.
Oh, you'll enjoy it.
So, my third one... It took some time for me to think, but I was not overall, like, best story, best this, but the most fun I probably had, like, you know, that was a big factor in this, and that's why, and Dustin called this is why I picked Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
because I had so much fun just doing the most random things in that game, and the fact that they had a really decent co-op mode in it.
Mm-hmm. It did.
You know, and, like, you could just go in and play, you know, it doesn't count for your own stat, like, story status, but if Dustin's just playing or if Adam's just playing, I could just jump in and help him out as one of their, like, allies, essentially. And it was just a ton of fun. Now, story-wise, meh. You know.
I mean,
had a shocking ending.
Yeah.
That I'm excited to see continue on in the next one they have come out. Whatever, I can't remember what it's called, but it's out next year.
It's New Dawn, I think.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, but the flying in planes, you know, paragliding, just doing the most random things in the world.
General insanity.
It's just fun, you know? It's just a good time. My next two, I had really thought about this over the past few weeks because I knew we were going to have to make an official one, and I didn't know we were going to do our own top 10 list until we decided today. So, they're both fantastic games, but number two, I'm going with Spider-Man.
Okay.
Spider-Man was great. Storyline, awesome. I mean, it was a great Spider-Man storyline, and I love that they started him out, like... veteran Spider-Man 8 years after or 10 years after he had, you know, first become Spider-Man. Like, he is a seasoned Spider-Man. We don't need the backstory. Everyone knows how he became Spider-Man. Just get in there and do it. And its storytelling elements, how well it plays, just swinging around New York, you know, his little quips that he does in the middle of fights. Like, it is essential Spider-Man, and it is fantastic. Most of our friends have played it. If you haven't, get on it, because it is great. It is hands down the best, one of the best Spider-Man medias out there, besides Into the Spider-Verse, because that's number one as far as Spider-Man media goes right now.
It's been a good year for Spider-Man, by the way.
Yes, it has.
Also, that soundtrack.
Oh God! And I hear the DLCs for it are just fucking great.
Oh, they are. I was talking about Into the Spider-Verse, that soundtrack.
Oh, I was talking about the game. I haven't listened to the soundtrack
too,
of the movie.
Also, but for a completely different reason. The Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack, fucking great.
Is it good? I still need to see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Spotify.
Yeah, the Into the Spider-Verse movie, yeah, you guys should watch that for sure. If you are a Spider-Man fan, go check that out. Number one, same as Dustin, God of War. There hasn't been a game in such a long while that grasped me the way God of War did. Like, as soon as I started playing it, I was in, like, right away. Like, there was no, like, you know, maybe I'll go back to it or I'll stop playing. Like, I went hard in the paint on that. So much so that I beat it before Carlos. Haha. Yeah, that's right. You heard that right.
By, like, what was it, like 16 hours or something?
Something like that.
Like, less than a day.
Our friend Carlos is notorious for beating games fast. Mm-hmm. So, I felt good. I probably beat Spider-Man faster than anybody, too. But
I think you beat Spider-Man twice before I beat it the first time.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure.
Right around there.
Something like that.
If a game locks me in, I just go to town. But, man, everything in God of War, story, gameplay, like Dustin alluded to, they had those epic moments that you just knew it was a God of War game. You know, it telling, like, future stories, you know, what could come up, what could come out from this. You know, I don't want to talk about it without going into spoiler mode. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I can't wait for Clark to play it so that we could talk about it and have discussions about the game, because it's Norse mythology, and Norse mythology is just so interesting, you know?
I like it a lot more than Greek mythology.
I agree.
Well, and what's great about this one is that you're mixing both.
Right.
And that's what's so fucking great. It's just... I don't know.
Have to play it.
Yeah. And it was such a, like, up until I played this, like, Spider-Man was going to be my game of the year. Like, it just, like you were saying, Adam, like, it just hit everything that you wanted in a game. Like, it checkmarked every single one. And you're like, this is great. This is a great fucking game. But then, like, so does God of War. And then that story is just better.
I'm surprised it didn't sweep the... I'm glad it got Game of the Year at the Game Awards. I'm just surprised it didn't get more.
Well, and that's why I was surprised that Red Dead 2 was winning. Red Dead 2 is great. I think it was just so...
It was fresh.
It was just fresh in everybody's mind, yeah. That was, like, overtaking a lot of
April to things. October, yeah.
Yeah, so it's
But if you guys remember when God of War did come out, the game director, Corey... I'm going to say his last name wrong. Balrog. Well, he had him looking at the Metacritic score, like, when it was first coming out. He started crying because it was, like, perfect scores. Like, that shows how passionate they were when making this game. And it shows in the game, 100%.
Single player's dying, don't forget that.
Yeah, you know what? I think Battlefield 5's dying.
I just realized that all three of my games were just single player campaign.
Outside of Mario, like, all I mean, you know, Overcooked multiplayer, but it's like a simple sit down couch multiplayer. It's not a massive online kind of thing.
Just kidding. My game of the year is Super Mario Brothers 2. Thank you.
Curveball.
So, yeah. I don't know. Man, Spider-Man was real close.
So, what are we going to do for official CGY game of the year? To finally answer Jeff's question.
So, it's a collective. So,
I say Spider-Man.
I'm fine with Spider-Man. If it's a collective, I'm not going to be disappointed by it.
But I also haven't played God of War, so I can't fairly say that would be one of mine. However, I recognize if it is both of yours, that's completely fine with me.
If we are to give the official CGY Game of the Year, like, you go play this right now and enjoy it, because of its appeal and the masses that will enjoy it, I'll say Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was number two on our list, and it was number one for Clark. So I feel like collectively, that's just without previously discussing it. Like, that game was all in our top three,
and it would have been your top one had you not beat God of War.
Exactly. It's that good of a game. It's just that good. So I feel comfortable saying our collective. Official Spider-Man? CGI, yeah.
I'm surprised.
Really?
Why?
The way you two talked about God of War, oof, and have been for a while, I really thought you guys were going to go with God of War, and I was going to be completely fine with that, because had I played it, I'd probably also be in that same boat.
I mean, it's not like God of War trumped over Spider-Man and got number one on my list. It was close. Which one did I really enjoy more?
Like, I personally still think that Spider-Man has more of a replayability than God of War. Granted, I haven't gotten into a lot of that extra stuff, but swinging around New York fucking does a whole lot for just wanting to just play that game.
Where the world is at with, like, the zeitgeist, like, Spider-Man fits in really well.
Yeah.
But, that being said, like I said, I would have been completely fine with God of War beating, if you two had gone with God of War and beaten me out. Because it looks like a goddamn good game.
Or hear me out.
Yes.
Destiny 2 Forsaken.
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
Yes, go on.
Continue the joke.
Game of the year.
So we're doing Spider-Man?
I'm
comfortable with Spider-Man.
Like I said, anybody could just go in and play Spider-Man, I feel. I feel like somebody couldn't just go and like they'd start God of War and like, I'm not into it.
I 100% agree. I think you can jump in, play Spider-Man, and from the get-go, you're having a good time. God of War takes just a little bit to get going.
I will say... Well, yeah, because literally after the opening cutscene, you're swinging through New York. I will say also, like, if you were to put a picture of Spider-Man in costume and Kratos next to each other, you're going to have a harder time finding somebody who doesn't know who Spider-Man is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, if it's Peter Parker, that's a whole other thing, but blah, blah, blah.
And no, this is not, like, Dustin and I compromising. I guess we'll do Spider-Man. No, this is like Spider-Man is a great game.
It was. Yeah. Like it, and it was close. Like I almost swapped my 1 and 2, but I don't know. Something about that story with God of War just got me.
And for me, it was just the Norse mythology. Like it just came together so well.
Sure.
Well, somebody go get Yuri Lowenthal on the phone and tell him that.
I'll tweet him right now.
He and Insomniac, I guess, as well. They got the CGY stamp of approval.
They did.
Katie, go tweet at him.
For the year of our Lord 2018.
And I think that's a great choice. I still think it's good. I have no problem with it being the number one for our podcast at all.
All right. Well, if you somehow haven't played that game yet, go do it. And slightly behind that, ever so slightly, I'm assuming, is God of War. So go play that too. Yeah.
Definitely. 100%. Definitely play those two games.
Well, there you go, Jeff. I hope you're happy with yourself.
It didn't tear us apart.
You bastard.
The question didn't tear us apart.
It didn't. It brought us together.
I fully thought it would.
Yeah.
Joking. I mean, obviously not. But
no, there's no way we're going to be able to pick this.
Guys, my honest fear was you guys were going to talk about Red Dead. And I was like, no.
No.
It's great. Don't get me wrong. It's a good game, but it's not as great as people think it is.
I might change my mind once I beat Red Dead, but we'll see how that story goes and how it gets to me.
Mm-hmm. And there's some great moments in that game. It's just, without even you beating it, like I said, Spider-Man's story is better than Red Dead 2.
Well, there we go. Now, that is actually going to bring us to actual Tweet Corner.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little bit to choose from here.
We do.
Tweet Corner.
Tweet Corner. Tweet Corner. I fucking love it.
Isolate that laugh track. I'll get it for you.
Do it.
Did you hear the isolation I put it under the ending last time?
No.
Mm.
I need to go back and listen.
Not that we have to fully listen to our own show every single time, but I did isolate something and put it underneath the ending.
Yeah, I mean, I don't listen to the full episode every time. I try to at least give it, you know, a listen.
Yeah, I don't like listening to the sound of my own. I'm pretty sure we've been over this before. I don't like listening to the sound of my own voice.
Neither do I.
I feel like we're all the same way.
Yeah.
It's like if I'm editing it, I don't. I've already listened to it enough. I'm not gonna.
There was one time I was listening to it while playing Destiny with Jeff and Dustin, and I was like, "This can't work."
No,
I'm here, Dustin, in the party chat and in the podcast. I gotta turn this off.
Yeah, you can't do that.
All right. Well, all right. To start us off,
this is a not safe for work tweet, guys. Heads up.
Put your headphones in now if you haven't already. Yeah.
Yep. This is your warning. This is from at Los Cerna. Poppy is who we also like to call him too.
God.
At CGY Podcast, if suddenly you could physically suck your own dick, would you? I don't know what he means by suddenly. You know?
Yeah, that takes practice.
I don't think so. Like, truthfully, I don't. No. I don't think so.
I've read too many horror stories on Reddit
of people
trying to do that, and they end up slipping a disc or just fucking their body over. Not actually fucking their body over, but you know what I mean.
No, I was going to say the same thing. I've read so many different things like that on Reddit as well, where it's like, even the ones that aren't the horror stories, where they're like, yeah, no, it's like, it's much more you're sucking a dick and not the other way around. So, yeah, probably wouldn't. Like, it's not
me not like hurting myself or that issue. It's just the idea of a penis in my mouth. And I'm just like, no, it's not for me.
It's your own, though.
Not for me.
It doesn't matter. It's a penis is a penis.
If I suddenly could, I might.
Power to you, man.
Hey, man. I don't know. You gotta know. You gotta try these things. But I know I can't physically.
Cause I've tried.
Gotta just walk up that wall. No.
You gotta get one of those like medieval contraptions. Medieval torture tables that they used to have. They'll bend you in half. There's going to be a fresh new episode of our podcast coming out next year. It's a special episode.
It's a very special episode.
Dedicated to at Los Cerna due to his next question. At CGY Podcast, can you make an episode with only cuts of Dustin laughing? I think you can get at least an hour's worth. # Tweet Corner. Oh yeah.
The supercut is on its way.
I haven't decided if this just makes me... Like, I'm way too critical of myself. It makes me want to laugh less.
I think you told me that when we were playing Destiny.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, man. Like, that's a good thing. Because it's a genuine laugh.
Alright. I was like, I hope this is a genuine good thing.
I said I'd make it for his birthday. And lo and behold, I forgot how soon his birthday was. I thought it was in January for some reason. But that's his anniversary, I'm pretty sure, that I was thinking of. So,
yeah,
oops, you know. But it'll happen. I plan on doing it.
I guarantee we have enough for at least an hour's worth.
I could probably upload one of those 10-hour YouTube videos.
Yes.
We might just go to the shower thoughts, you know, because most shower thoughts at the end is Dustin laughing. Say it
just supercut the endings.
Pretty much.
I'm pretty sure that there's an Instagram photo of Clark editing one of our episodes that's just Dustin laughing. Yep. Like, here's what you guys got to look forward to.
Yep.
I mean, we can just go back to the Guinness World Record about my poops.
Dude.
And hear us all laughing.
Dude, that made me laugh so fucking hard. Holy shit.
I'm pretty sure you laughing is my wife's favorite part of this entire show, because she hates me, so.
I'm just like, hey. She might hit you, but we love you. All right. So.
I was just waiting to see how long that would go.
Yep.
The next two questions we got are pretty good. These are some solid questions, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This one comes from at Clovercrest. At CGY Podcast, do you believe playing video games has increased any of your real-world skills? If so, which ones? For example, Wii Golf made you better at golf. Playing Hitman made you a better Hitman. # Tweet Corner. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Most definitely.
I think I did. I didn't share this with you guys. I might have, but I remember talking to a guy at work about it. But I used to lead WoW guilds and lead raids and everything. And that kind of having to be in control and direct and maintain and organize has truly translated into my real world skills.
Mm-hmm.
Like 100%. You know, being able to have a group of rad tag to random strangers and, you know, get them all together collectively to do raids or, you know, whatever needs to come up has translated into my real world job. And it has since I, you know, that was back in like, I started doing that in 2002. haven't led a raid, a guild, like a WoW guild for probably like 7 years, but those skills have kept transferring from job to job to job.
Yeah, I'd also agree with that. Having to lead different like raids or stuff or whatever just directly translates to managerial skills, and it helps, you know, if you're a nice person like Chris is. So,
mm-hmm.
You're not an asshole manager.
Thank you. If any of my employees are listening, let me
nod
know.
Nod your head right now. I will also say a lot of playing PC games. I mean, if you want to get literal with it, like Mario teaches typing has made me a better, like just being able to have literacy with a keyboard and type fast and accurately directly translates to my job that I have now. And obviously, like most PC games, there's a chat or just being able to use, you know where keys are for different bindings you have or whatever, you know, that helps literally with what I do. And I'm really good at stomping on turtles and mushrooms. And
You do the mushrooms and then you stomp on turtles.
Right. I grow large, then yeah. I stomp on the turtle.
I mean, it's helped me with social abilities.
Yeah.
Being able to talk to random people, strangers or anything, mm-hmm. has helped me. Not my current role, but, you know, the newest position I had at my company, it required me to talk to people over the phone. I had never done that before. So I've had experience with that. So that helped, you know, in that capability. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a whole lot of like, it teaches teamwork skills, communication, hand-eye coordination, your ability to multitask on two different things at one time and focus on both.
Oh yeah.
Like, there's so many different, I mean, I will say me being I actually do golf in real life had made me better at Wii golf and not the other way around. I can't talk about the Hitman one because I don't know what the statute of limitations is, but.
Good call.
Edit
that out.
But yeah, just like, I don't know if it's like anything specific, like what Chris, what you're saying with like leading a raid transition directly into what you're doing now and being able to do that. But like mostly it's like people play with Rubik's cubes, like to keep their mind sharp. Like it's just a different version of that. That's how I look at it. Like it makes me better in so many different areas that I use in my everyday life all the time, you know? So.
Well, video games have been scientifically proven to help with your like brain capacity.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're solving puzzles. It's just you're keeping your brain active. So it's, you know, and then it helps when you have a really rough day. You just come home, play, you know, Black Ops, and just shoot people because
it's made me a better shooter in real life.
Yeah.
One thing I do really want to try out. When I was younger, I used to be really into flight sims.
Sure.
And I would like to solo fly a plane to see how well. I mean, obviously, I'd have to learn stuff because mm-hmm. they won't just let you do that. Yeah. But I feel like I might take to it easier than I would otherwise, just because of games I've played.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've heard or watched a YouTube video where it's like their flight simulators are very accurate.
Yeah, they're legit, realistic,
and like you could essentially fly a plane from that.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend when I was younger who had, like, his dad was an engineer and, like, built one of those giant-ass rigs that you'd see people have for different flight sims, or sometimes there's like mech games that had like 80 different joysticks and buttons. He built one of those for a flight simulator, and it had like rudder pedals and everything, and I played on that a lot. So
I think you could probably fly a plane. I could
probably do it.
Much like I could play a guitar, because I played Guitar Hero. Same thing.
Here's the thing. It actually does help you out a lot. In terms of just keeping your fingers loose and limber and used to being up, like sometimes having to stretch out and getting rhythm down in general, like, you know, it does help out with that a lot. So if you're decent at Guitar Hero, it's not an instant transition, but, you know, you could do it.
I'm not decent. I'd play medium, I think.
I'd say related to that with Rock Band playing the drums, it's not going to directly correlate to actually playing the drums, but if you can keep a beat, that goes a long way.
It did help me be a better drummer.
Yep. It gets you in that rhythm, and then it's like, okay, I can figure out the rest. That's fine.
So absolutely, video games help real world skills.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it?
And, you know, give your kid Hitman and Metal Gear Solid, and they'll be the greatest assassin in the world.
Exactly.
Start them off on Mario Tennis early. They could be the next
Andre Agassi.
Roger Federer.
I like that we're all, like, none of us clearly watch tennis, so all of the names that just came out are from fucking 20 years ago.
Roger Federer is
still around. Andy Murray is a new one. Well, not new, but I mean, he's been around the past 5 years.
Yeah, Murray would have been. Andre Agassi is what really got me.
Just that mullet popped in my head.
Yes. It's like, I don't think he plays. Pete Sampras doesn't play anymore.
No, he doesn't.
John McEnroe.
There you go.
He plays on the senior circuit.
I probably would watch tennis. Side note, if I had like satellite TV or something, because my friends growing up played tennis for high school, and I would go and like practice with them and watch them. So I think I would watch tennis because I do find it enjoyable.
Well, you guys went with those names. Like, immediately what came to my mind were the Williams sisters.
Williams sisters, yeah.
It's because I'm sexist, so.
Oh.
And racist. Clearly.
And racist,
And racist.
Well, who's that newest, the newest girl that just beat Serena?
I can't think of her name either. I know who you're talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
She's an Overwatch player.
Ninja.
May. Jesus. A good friend of mine could have gone pro in tennis. So I played a lot of tennis when I was younger too. But I don't know. I like tennis for all intents and purposes.
Naomi Osaka.
Yeah, that's her name.
But
that was the controversial one though, wasn't it? Like Serena lost her fucking mind on the referee or umpire or whatever. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, hey, you're not Queen Bee, all right? You got father rules too. Anyway, tennis is a good time. I like it when it's, you know, in the Olympics, and I try to follow it when it's like the US Open's going on.
Yeah, that's usually what I do too.
So, yeah. So yeah, Josh. Yeah, it translates. Video games to real skills, 100%. All right, so our next and last one, and this goes with the new year, but our favorite boy, Jeff Allegedly at Allegedly Jeff, CGY Podcast, New Year's resolutions go # Tweet Corner.
Doing it.
Oh,
that's a callback from what was that? 15 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Just got to do it.
Just got to do it. No, I think, for me, I want to be healthier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had, you know, certain stints throughout this year where I have been eating healthier and like cooking myself and stuff. And then it just falls to the wayside because I just probably just get too lazy or like, I don't plan to cook until I'm hungry. By then, I'm like, I don't want to sit here for 30 minutes making food when I'm hungry now.
As long as Because going by the wayside, that happens. As long as you can start getting to the point where the time between those, you know, where you're cooking is getting shorter and shorter, you're doing fine.
Yeah. It's just small steps.
But so, I'm in the same boat.
I'm also in the same boat.
So me and my sister, she wants to get healthier as well. So we have a pact with each other, actually, that we're going to start eating healthier together.
That helps immensely.
Which usually ends up meaning that, you know, she'll cook the items as long as I probably fund the, adventure, which I'm totally okay with. So, and I've looked into some things, you know, for, like, eating better and stuff like that, but some of these programs out there, like, they're expensive as all hell.
That's the trouble.
So, yeah, I just got to get back into it, because I did last year, you know, before I got my gallbladder out, like, I had lost, like, 70 pounds. That and I was just eating.
Far from insignificant.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I was just eating, eating better, less, you know, portion control, but yeah, shit just happens, and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's my goal, you know, is to be better at that.
Same. I have the same goal as you. You know, I was trying to diet before the wedding, and then after the wedding, I got real lazy. Just didn't care. Didn't have anything to plan for. And then got the new job, and that's taken up a very large chunk of my time and brain capacity. So I find myself coming home from work and just wanting to do nothing a lot, you know, or just snack and watch TV or just play video games and not do anything. But I don't know. It's like, it's like 3 or 4 years ago now, I ran a Tough Mudder, and like looking back, like I couldn't do that now, even if I trained for, you know, 2 months. So I don't know, just getting back to like where I don't feel like I do now, being lazy and unhealthy. And like what you said, cooking at home, not eating out, doing all that stuff, you know, being an adult for once about it.
What, like Home Chef helped actually a lot.
It did.
With that.
It did.
And it's like, maybe I should just do it again. It wasn't that expensive. You know, I could do that again and cook. It's just, yeah, like you nailed it on the head. Like after a long day, it's the last thing you want to do is come home and cook.
Right.
You know.
And it's crazy for me. Like we have a salad bar at work. Like so, I could literally get a salad every day for lunch and eat better. We have a fitness center at work that I can just use. It doesn't.
That's sweet.
Yeah, and it's just with that, it's just finding the time to use it. You know, it's like, it might mean less time for video games for a bit, just to, because there's no way I'm getting up early and going in and working out before work. It's just not going to happen.
Not with that attitude.
I'd like to think that it will, but it's.
You can get there. No one's saying you can't.
Eventually. I just think it's like after work type deal. And it's just like, I just have to commit to it. It's like what we were talking about earlier. Like, we just have to do it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's like for me, it's I have to diet first.
Yeah.
To have that locked down first.
Most definitely.
Because I'm a bigger person, you know, and I was just talking to my brother about this on Christmas because he stopped eating sugars, you know, for the most part, you know, except for like his cheat days, and it's working well for him. But I'm like, for me, I'm like, I just have to get the diet part down where. Yeah. You know, and it's not like those fad diets or anything. I just have to eat a certain amount of calories each day, and I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that weight will just come off naturally.
Yeah.
But I just have to do it. You know, it just goes back full circle at this point. Yep. Just, I guess, got to do it. Shia LaBeouf style.
Find which part is the step that can be done maybe the easiest. Start there and just keep working at it.
Yeah, I've personally never had an issue with working out and going to the gym. Like, that I can do 100%. But I eat like a complete idiot. So it's all diet for me as well. I just got to get it.
I mean, a little bit of it. It's the holidays. That just happens.
Yeah, you know.
It's got to be diligent.
Yeah.
From forward. For me, it's working less.
Oh, yeah.
Which entails probably a new job in my future. We'll see what happens. But working 50 hours a week is good and all, but doing it for as long as I've been doing it, I don't know the last time I didn't have a 50-hour a week or a full overtime load, even with a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So working less, which means I can put more effort into hanging out with family and doing stuff for the podcast, actually, too. Like, I have a bunch of ideas that I want to do. I know last year I said I wanted that little blue check mark next to our name by this time. That didn't happen, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing that it didn't happen. It can still happen.
We wanted a website. There's a few things that...
But that's a collective fault. That's not just on Adam, obviously.
But, you know, a lot... If I didn't have to work 10 hours of overtime every single week, I could put a lot more effort into other areas where I currently can't. And, we've kind of started, at least with the podcast itself, we started working towards something because now we have a social media manager. Mm-hmm. And we can start working with her and expanding out all our ideas and, like, having outside help. Our outside help other than the three of us is a good way to start doing that. So, like, it's trending in the right direction. And if I can find a job where I don't have to exert myself like crazy during the week, that will also help and my sanity. So there's that too. And, like you guys, just stop eating like a trash person. And
that's the biggest one. I'd probably like to also add to be more social myself. My social anxiety has probably gotten pretty bad past year, and I just gotta fix that. I know it's not easy, but I used to be a very social person, and it stopped.
No.
You know, it's a struggle for me to be social.
Sure.
And I've shared that with you guys, and I know I've told probably people in the world, but it's the truth of the matter, you know?
And that's why we always invite you over, man.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What else? Kill all your characters in D&D. That's a...
I mean, that almost happened, so...
I thought I was going to die this last time.
100%. No, that's my resolution for this year.
So much so that I roll up a new character. I have another one ready to go now.
That's
just in case.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it was. After that last one, my butthole puckered a little. I went, all right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Make sure, however my storyline finishes out, make sure it's as good of quality as it has been so far. So,
yeah.
And, yeah. Just have more time. That's my, I guess overall, that's the main one. Just have more time for things.
Sure.
I would love to have more interaction with our listeners, personally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know we get a lot more, we've gotten more tweets and stuff, but I would, I would like the back and forth to happen. You know, what are your guys' resolutions? Let us know.
And that also doesn't necessarily fall on the listeners. We need to start being more diligent about putting that stuff out there too, so it starts with us, and then we would absolutely love if you took the time to give a response depending what it is.
And if you haven't filled out that survey yet, please do.
Are we gonna be reading it next time?
I don't know.
Off air.
I think that's something we're gonna review off air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of figure out what we get the responses, talk about it, figure out what we want to do.
But yes, there is still a survey available. If you haven't already, you could take the time to get on there and answer a couple questions. We would very much really appreciate it. So, yes. And I know there's a lot of listeners out there who aren't our friends or family, wherever you are. Let us know where you're from, where you're listening from. Start a dialogue, and we'll be good about it on our end as well. But I think that's going to do it for episode 41.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us or subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, and why did I just blank on
Stitcher?
Spotify?
Yeah, I wanted to say Stitcher. I'm like, that's not.
I knew that's what you were trying to say.
Spotify. Jesus. Oh. You can follow us on there. If applicable, leave a review. We'd love to hear from you, good or bad. And yeah, follow us on Jesus Christ, dude.
Come on, take
social media, man. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at CGY Podcast. You can listen to me slowly go insane over the past 41 episodes, I think. But yeah, follow us on there. Take that survey. Thank you so much for listening. 2018 was a pretty good year for us. So here's to making 2019 better. And hoping you, the listener, have had a great holiday season and have a very happy new year. And as always, we end every episode with a shower thought from Reddit. This week's comes from user Skirty or Skirtai. Skier tie. Anyway, C-3PO is an ageless immortal who passes his time learning languages and using simpleton charm to cope with the fact that he's watched three generations wreak havoc throughout the galaxy. And that'll do it for episode 41 of Come Get Your Podcast. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been Chris.
See y'all later.